KFIZ News Time is 9:39. Fond du Lac today, continuing from the AirTech Heating Studios here on this April 1st of 2021. We are not pranking you when we tell you that we have guests in studio. It's been very minimal to have guests in studio over the last 365-plus days, but we're glad to be joined by Fond du Lac Fire Chief Peter O'Leary and Assistant Chief of Police Aaron Goldstein. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you in.
It's great to be here.
I know, Chief O'Leary, you've been in, but Goldstein, I don't think you've been in for quite a while yet.
I have not been in for a while, and some of the interviews I've done have to be on the phone, so this is awesome.
Yeah, it's good to have you back in. In fact, I have back-to-back interview segments with guests in studio. It's like 2019 all over again or something like that. So we appreciate you you folks taking some time to chat with us. Of course, Election Day is coming up on April 6th, and one of the things voters will see in the city of Fond du Lac is the public safety referendum. So I wanted to invite both of you back on just to talk about it one more time and I guess make your final appeal to the voters out there and just have a kind of a discussion about what the issues at stake are. Well, let's recap what's all going on with this. If this gets approved, obviously it's to add personnel to both departments. And I'll let kind of each of you talk about, from your different department's perspective, what's being asked here, what that will mean for your department. So, Chief O'Leary, I'll start with you. Talk about the fire perspective.
Yeah, so, we continually monitor and analyze data we have for, looked over the last 10 years, and our call rate has gone up, 44% in 9 years. I mean, it continues to rise at about a 5% a year clip. And, we started watching this about 5 years ago. And, in fact, it was during a city council meeting, I was asked by then city council member Brian Foster. He asked the question, how long do you think it'll be before you're going to need more resources, and especially an ambulance, because of the number of calls we have. And so we started to look at the number of times that, one ambulance is out, two ambulances out, three were out simultaneously, mm-hmm. and then fourth. And the fourth is the trigger, because that trigger means in order to get the fourth out, most of the time we have to take a fire engine out of service in order to make that happen. So let's just go back 14 hours. We have a fire last night on Security Drive right at 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, we had four ambulance calls going on right then, we would have been short a fire engine. How about if it was Station 3's fire engine that got taken out of service because they do house one of our spare ambulances? Now that first ambulance is gone, plus that fire engine that is at that station is going to be occupied because they're on an ambulance call, and now we have a longer response. We were able to keep this fire last night down to the contents, the room and contents of the kitchen, because of a quick response and quick extinguishment. Now, again, if we don't have the same number of personnel and the resources in the right place, i.e. fire engines not taken out of service, that changes the outcome, and that's a game changer. So what I do is I look at that and think, so if at 100 times 2 years ago when I looked at this data, 101 times we had a fourth ambulance out. Well, that means once every 3.5 days, we're taking a fire engine out of service because we have multiple calls for service at a time. That risk is getting too great. And so what we did was when we presented our budget to the city council, I talked about that need, and we worked through a lot of data, and we crunched a lot of numbers. Assistant Chief Goldstein knows this because during his accreditation, and they had to defend why they believed that they were going to have six additional personnel, and we did the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it was never a want. It's been a need. Mm-hmm. And so the people that want to support this referendum, care about public safety. And I'll tell you one other thing, and this is from my observation point, last night when I arrived on the scene on Security Drive, there had to be at least five police officers engaged in this call, mm-hmm. at least, mm-hmm. because there's 24 units in this apartment. It's a huge complex, mm-hmm. both sides of the street. They already had the road blocked off, so that they allow us to get in, but stop other people because they knew that the magnitude of this situation. The supervisors there, two police officers on the right around the apartment, making sure people got out and stayed out. Those coordinated efforts, people don't see. It's seamless to them. I see it because I know what the difference is. I know what it's like when you go in and there's nobody stopping traffic, nobody stopping people. People are going back in. That wasn't just a rare occasion last night. That's what I see routinely. So, you know, cooperation between our agencies when we work together. Sometimes, you know, they have a SWAT call. We have three of our members that are embedded in the SWAT team. They wouldn't even know the difference other than you don't see a firearm on our people. You wouldn't know the difference if you saw them. But so our call volume has gone up, and the needs up there. I get asked this question too. If we put on six people, why do you need six people? Because there's two people for each ambulance, for an ambulance, and we have three shifts. We have three platoons. They work 24-hour shifts, so there's three platoons, and so that's why we need six people to staff a fourth ambulance on a full-time basis.
You talk about that interconnectivity, obviously, if there's a fire call, police are going to respond. We see, you know, traffic control and you know, you got to prevent people from, as you said, going into the potential burning building and putting their lives at risk. There's always that interconnectedness. It's never one and not the other, right?
Right. And so, you know, we and Aaron knows this really well, is we work on this a unified command model. And so if it's primarily a police event, law enforcement will be, you know, the incident commander. If it's a fire event, fire EMS, we will, and we work together. And so the purpose of that is if a big incident is managed correctly early on, if it expands and gets greater, it's a lot easier to manage that scene. That apartment building maybe goes differently. You know, we've seen where maybe somebody was had illegal activity going on in there. Well, we need law enforcement right away because we may have another issue. And if we can't find them, if they don't show up, it puts our people at risk. It could put at risk what they would have to do from an investigation standpoint. You know, we throw in the ATF, throw in a state fire marshal's office, throw in the FBI, all these other entities that might show up. And I'll tell you what, when we have a good base layer of working together, it helps and it matters and it changes outcomes. I'm telling you, it is a game changer. And it's something that, again, the public wouldn't see it. And nor should they, because it should be a well-oiled machine. And I'll tell you what, it makes a lot of difference to me when, you know, I know that we have all these people in this apartment that, you know, apartment complex people were getting people, the communication was great, and we work as a team. And I will tell you, you know, to any of the naysayers out there that say, well, we should split the vote. I don't believe in that one bit, not one bit, because, you know, besides the fact that, you know, we work in two different places and, you know, we have, you know, we fight fires and I have law enforcement. We work together a lot. And I believe that this community deserves the caliber and quantity of the personnel that we have every day. And it just gives us an opportunity to continue to give the public what they deserve and what they have come to expect from us.
I'll give Assistant Chief Goldstein a chance to speak from the police perspective, explain kind of the police side of this ask on the referendum coming up Tuesday.
Yeah, that was excellent with Chief O'Leary, and we do the same. So really quickly, you know, people ask, how did you get to the why? Like, why do we need to add six? How did you get to six? And we do the same thing. It's driven by a number of matrix, but we have looked at our data. And we have assessed that in the last 10 years, you know, our call volume has gone up by about 5,000 calls a year. We've had positive crime trends over the last decade. However, in the last few years, like 2018, 2019, and 2020, violent crime has seen a surge. And that truly is something that we are concerned about. So what I want to get into is, you know, Chief O'Leary talks about what, you know, this public safety events. And I think it's easier for community members that might be like, why do we need this, to be able to visualize, you know, what does that look like? So I bring you back to early morning hours on Sunday at a local tavern when we had an officer that was actually near the tavern, saw a physical fight break out, and within moments, hears gunshots. Now, this officer, I would say, heroically went towards the gunshots, not knowing if we had an active shooter, was actually yelling at people as they were coming out, you know, where's the shooter, was not able to identify the shooter. at the moment that happened, that becomes a public safety event. That is not just a law enforcement event. And we paged out Funnelec Fire and Rescue. And as the officer was assessing what was going on and selflessly saw a 34-year-old male that had multiple gunshot wounds to his body, started life-saving measures. And instantly, Funnelec Fire and Rescue, because we work so well together, was on scene, and they continued life-saving measures. So if you think about it, because we work so well together, that person may not be alive today without the life-saving efforts of that officer and those Funnelec Fire Rescue paramedics that we work together. If that doesn't give you the why of how we have been doing this together for many times, Chief O'Leary talks about fires. Things, I would say, a decade, maybe 15 years ago, Chief, you would probably say were more in silos. Like, it would be a fire event and a police event. Today, just like Spencer, you're saying, we have traffic crashes a lot of times because the way cars are made, the accidents come with injuries. So you have a public safety event. So from a small side on like a traffic crash to something like violent crime to what you just witnessed, the tragic events on Lake Winnebago, mm-hmm. to where that was an entire public safety event. You had city police, city fire rescue, working with Funnelec County Sheriff Department. That's what this community deserves. And when we are requesting the six officers, that allows us, from our data, we know that our resources are gone right away with the calls that we have. And from our data, we have known that it's about a 12-hour block from 8 in the morning to 8 at night. That is really when those 5,000 calls, that is really when they happen. And the six officers that we are requesting are directly going on the road and will immediately impact positively these public safety events and give us the resources for fire and rescue and police that we need for this community to, you know, do those life-saving measures and keep this community safe.
Important to point out, too, with these public safety events, you talk about the other calls don't stop. I mean, that goes without saying. You know, you have correct. You have your falls, you have your speeders, you have assistance needed at a local store, whatever it might be. Those calls don't stop when you have a serious event like a fire or a crash on Johnson Street. You still have the need for officers to be at events like that, right?
Correct. I mean, if you think about it, one of our I would say highest complaints is normally traffic, and you see mm-hmm. that in a community. Well, traffic goes to the back burner when all of your resources are needed for these public safety events. So what research has shown, and with the addition of these six, is we should be able to address those critical public safety events and also proactively do like traffic enforcement.
Mm-hmm. I'll give each of you kind of the floor here to make one final appeal. Of course, the election is coming up on Tuesday for City of Funnelec voters and the public safety referendum. Chief O'Leary, I'll let you have a couple minutes just to speak and make the appeal to voters.
Yeah, I believe that inherently we are given a great deal of a trust in our respective jobs. As a fire chief, took a oath 12 years ago, swear that I would uphold and protect the city and the people that work in it, and our people are firefighters and paramedics that work every day. I take that oath very seriously. If I didn't believe that this wasn't a necessity for our agency and for our citizens, I wouldn't be here talking to you today. Worked really hard over the last 12 years. I work with some very talented firefighters and paramedic, arguably, I think, the best I've ever worked with in my career. They are very, very good. We're lucky to have them. And I believe that the proof will be in the future. If people support this referendum, they are going to see, like Assistant Chief Goldstein said, they're going to see a change. They will see. And certainly our personnel who are taking on more on their backs every day. They're going to see a change, and that's important because the burnout of police officers, of firefighters, and paramedics is real, and we want to relieve that pressure. And I ask that the citizens of this community continue to support us the way they do once in so many other areas, and get out and vote, and hopefully vote in favor of this referendum.
Goldstein,
yeah, and I echo those sentiments of Chief O'Leary. Chief O'Leary and I are blessed to work in this community. This city is just amazing. the support that I know that we see at the police department on a daily basis from this community, and I imagine Chief O'Leary sees it from the fire department side. We know that this community supports its public safety because they want to feel safe, they want to feel secure, they want to have a great community to live in. Also at the police department, we have such incredible people working there. The men and women that work there, they do awe-inspiring work every single day. And this referendum, we ask for support to continue the work that we're doing and to put the trust in the leadership from this public safety departments to know that we have your best interests in mind and this community in mind. And this will set us up for success in the future.
If people want more info, I know there have been some handouts put out on Facebook. I know the city, the fire department, police department has some stuff that is available for people to check out too, right?
Right. They could go to a special website that's been developed. It's a city of Fond du Lac's website, but it's www.fdl.wi.gov/referendum.
Okay.
All the information, fact sheets there. You can always call me. Call me at my office anytime, 920-322-3802. 922-3802. Call me. If I'm not there, leave a message. I'll call you back.
And same thing goes from the city side. Direct line is 920-322-3704. We've been fielding any questions. If you do have questions, don't hesitate to ask.
Very good. Chief O'Leary, Assistant Chief Goldstein, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for giving us the time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It is 9:55. More coming up.
I'm Laura Lee.